Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, December 17th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local Hardy news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in the search of Brian Keith Ashleman, who has a local warrant for larceny and grand theft between $300,000 and $5,000. If you know of any information regarding Brian Ashleman, call the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers, Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on the free mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. An assistant principal at Pasco High School in Dade City, already out on bond for DUI, was arrested by the Polk County Sheriff's Office Sunday evening, December 13th, on multiple drug possession charges and for a DUI. PCSO deputies responded to a crash near the intersection of Kathleen Road and Galloway Road in Lakeland at about 9:37 p.m. Neither of the drivers were injured from the crash, but 49-year-old Ralph Stewart from Plant City was determined to be impaired and arrested. According to the arrest affidavit, Stewart appeared to have difficulty maintaining his balance and swayed side to side as he was walking. Stewart was also reported to have bloodshot, watery eyes. During the investigation, deputies also found Stewart to be in possession of alprazolam and more than 20 grams of marijuana. At the time of the crash, Stewart was out on bond for a previous DUI and his driver's license was suspended on October 17th. Ralph Stewart was arrested and transported to the Polk County Jail, where he was arrested on charges of possession of alprazolam, possession of marijuana over 20 grams, maintaining a public nuisance by transporting narcotics, possession of drug paraphernalia, DUI with property damage, and knowingly driving while license is suspended and revoked. Any inquiries regarding Mr. Stewart's employment status should be directed to the Pasco County School Board. Your local events, Relay for Life, will be tomorrow at Pioneer Park at the Nickerson Ulrich Building. Meal pickup will be from 5 to 7 p.m. and a live auction will be at 6 p.m. Your support is greatly appreciated and together we can find a cure. And the next day, Saturday, December 19th, Boxin' Out in Arcadia will host their first annual holiday cookout from 1 to 3 p.m. It's at 203 South Manatee Avenue in Arcadia. For only $3, you'll get two hot dogs, a bag of chips, and a bottle of water. If you're unable to afford the meal's cost, come on down anyways. They'll gladly take care of you. All proceeds will benefit the Salvation Army in Arcadia. And with the holiday season right here, you might have a lot of shipping boxes that need to be recycled. So encourage everyone to bring your used cardboard and packing foam down to Boxin' Out. They'll have staff on hand to unload the donated material. Once again, that's on Saturday, December 19th at Boxin' Out, 203 South Manatee Avenue in Arcadia, the first annual holiday cookout from 1 to 3 p.m. And next year, end of January, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. Tickets start at just $125. You can reserve your table or become a sponsor at hardycc.com/gala. Your job's in Hardy County. Crown Roof Tiles in Arcadia is looking for a trim line stacker. Requirements include the ability to fully understand basic English, as well as safety instructions or warnings, work commitment, and positive interaction with others. Family Dollar in Wauchula is looking for an assistant store manager. Requirements include a high school diploma or GED, store management experience in retail or grocery environments, and flexible availability. And Cobb Site Development, also in Wauchula, is looking for a site work project manager. 10 years of construction experience is required, and 10 years of superintendent experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. We're going to take a quick break now and we'll be back with your local weather and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
And we welcome you back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather for December 17th, 65 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 64, cloudy with 1% chance of rain. Air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 1, low. Winds northwest at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 10 miles an hour. The humidity 76%. Indoor humidity 69%. Slightly humid. Dew point 58 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover is 96%. The visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 1,800 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly cloudy early in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs around 70, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, much cooler, with lows in the lower 40s and north winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday, sunny, highs in the lower 60s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, wind chill values in the mid-30s. And Friday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. animal protein sector will see 12% higher feed costs in 2021 due to higher corn and soybean meal prices. The analysis from Cobank's Knowledge Exchange Division says U.S. livestock and poultry producers will factor in more feed cost inflation next year than at any time in the last decade. According to AgWeb.com, the report notes feed costs have been relatively flat since 2012, helping the beef, pork, and poultry sectors see the greatest ever five-year expansion between 2014 and 2019. The USDA Office of Partnership and Public Engagement is accepting applications for the 2021 Lincoln Leaders Program, which includes fellowship opportunities for faculty and staff at Hispanic-serving institutions, 1994 tribal colleges, and 1890 land-grant universities. The fellowships connect participants to USDA and other federal resources to enhance their professional knowledge. Fellows will receive access to long-term collaboration opportunities to share with students and colleagues at their home institutions. A longtime ag and water leader from Sonoma County received the California Farm Bureau's highest honor during its annual meeting last week. Grape grower Tito Sasaki received the Distinguished Service Award. Farm Bureau also presented Fresno County farmers Nick and Kimberly Roca and San Diego County winemaker Alicia Staley with awards for young farmers and ranchers, and honored the Monterey, Napa, Sonoma, and Sacramento County Farm Bureaus.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. As you heard in our report yesterday, choose and cut Christmas tree farms have experienced a surge in demand.
It's been a great year for these guys. A lot of them are even sold out, just record sales. A lot of them sold out last week, a week early, matter of fact. So times are great for them.
That's Jeremy Pickens, an assistant professor at the University of Auburn. He says Alabama growers can produce a tree in 4 years, while some of the firs that come in from other states have been growing for twice that long.
Probably half of the ones we have in the state now are, you know, what I consider old timers that probably got in the early 80s and have been growing for, you know, 30 plus years now. And then there's a lot of newer folks coming in. I hear about a new grower every year, and most of them are going to be doing it as a side gig, and then maybe it ramps up into something where they could spend more time on it. But a lot of the older guys, it's a full-time job. That's their main source of income.
Part of Pickens' work is trying to help these Christmas tree farms solve some of their biggest challenges.
We've gotten a special crop grant from the Department of Agriculture here in Alabama to work on some fertility rates. We need to update our nutritional recommendations for our growers. And we're also working on some herbicide work, you know, trying to improve weed management. But it's a lot of work, and there's a lot of opportunities to improve production for these guys.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. One of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you. AgCareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on AgCareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on AgCareers.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Retail sales fell 1.1% in November.
It's the biggest drop in 7 months and a sign that Americans held back on spending during the start of the holiday shopping season. The Commerce Department also revised October's number, saying retail sales actually fell 0.1% that month. It had previously reported that sales increased 0.3%.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, and the Fed announcing today that it will keep its short-term benchmark interest rate pegged at near zero. The Fed has had its key rate there since March. Stocks finishing mixed. The Dow was off 44 points to close at 30,154. The NASDAQ gained 63 points to 12,658. The S&P 500 up 6 to 3,701. New York oil up 18 cents to $47.80 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
That's for sports. I'm Patrick Frost. For the first time since the Spanish flu pandemic forced cancellations in 1918 and 1919, the Indiana-Purdue rivalry football game will not be played. Most schools had to pull out of last week's regularly scheduled game. It was rescheduled for this Friday, but COVID-19 concerns in both programs forced the game to be canceled. The first bowl game scheduled to be played this season has been canceled. The Frisco Bowl, scheduled for Saturday, was called off because SMU is having COVID-19 issues. The Mustangs were scheduled to play Texas San Antonio. Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields is the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year for the second year in a row. Fields, who has led his Buckeyes to a 5-0 record and the number 4 ranking, was asked if his team should make the playoffs.
You know, I think it's pretty obvious that we're one of the top 4 teams in the country. If people don't see that, then I don't know what they're watching.
The Buckeyes are scheduled to play Northwestern in the Big Ten Championship game Saturday. A win against the Wildcats would all but assure them of a semifinal spot. This is Esser in Sports. Top 25 hoops, number 10 Tennessee is 3-0 after routing Appalachian State 79-38. 12th-ranked Wisconsin is 5-1 after beating Loyola of Chicago 77-63. It was number 13 Illinois in Prairie to 5-2 with a 92-65 win over Minnesota. Illini coach Brad Underwood on Kofi Cockburn scoring a career-high 33 points.
Great night for Kofi. You know, he was dominant. Our game plan was going inside to him from the jump, and he was very, very effective.
15th-ranked Florida State beat Georgia Tech 74-61. It was Virginia Tech 66, number 24 Clemson 60. Free agent catcher James McCann signed a $40 million four-year contract with the Mets, joining a team now ready to spend big to build a winner. 30-year-old McCann was an all-star with the White Sox, and this season set career highs in batting average, on-base percentage, and slugging percentage. Free agent reliever Greg Holland is staying with the Kansas City Royals. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll find over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: you can never truly understand something unless you can explain it to your parents. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.